This is Matt Greller, CEO of AIM. Welcome to the Hometown Innovations Podcast. Join us as we share ways our municipalities are positioning themselves for the future, thought-provoking interviews with state and local leaders, and more. Thanks for listening as we tell the municipal story.
Welcome to this episode of AIM's Hometown Innovations Podcast. This is Chelsea Schneider, AIM Municipal Innovation Specialist, and I am here in Noblesville with Mayor John Ditzler and Police Chief Kevin Jowett. So, and we're going to be talking a little bit about community policing, really cool strategies Noblesville has going on. So tell me a little bit about what you all are doing.
Certainly, I'd be happy to. Kevin is very professional, and we're very proud of our police department. One thing that we have done, I don't remember this, but in the past, we used to have the beat cop, you know, walking down the street, and he knew everybody, and everybody knew him, and that sort of relationship. Well, then as communities grew, obviously, you couldn't have enough police officers, and so they started to be, instead of proactive, meeting with neighbors, et cetera, they just didn't have the time and would rely on, they'd make a call, go to a call, make a call, go to a call. And it could be all over a city, one place, one or the other. And so Kevin and our department has kind of gone back to what we're calling community policing, where the officers are assigned to a certain sector within the neighborhoods or within the city, so that they, as in the past, could get to know who the homeowner association president was, who the business leaders were, and they could get to know them, and a first name basis, and just build relationships. And so it's been, very much improved for the officer, I'm sure, because again, they get to go to the same area and get used to that. The same with those in that neighborhood. They know, you know, Joe Doe, Jane Doe, whomever their officer is. And frankly, a lot of talking and getting to know each other. And you never know where somebody may know something and feel a little more at ease, if you will, to let them know, hey, there's something going on a couple, three houses down, you know, that sort of thing. So that's what we're doing, going back to the past, but again, being a little more relationship oriented.
Right. And in Noblesville, we've actually done a blend of different strategies to try to improve public safety and make people's lives better in our city. You know, people always want a problem solved when they call the police, but those problems can be different. So much of what our patrol division does, and they're the backbone of our department and any police department, but they're responding to specific incidents. There is a particular problem, the officer responds, addresses it in whatever manner he or she needs to, and then moves on and waits for another call to come in. That covers a lot of what we do, but it misses a piece. And the piece it really misses is things that are chronic issues in a community. We started our problem-oriented policing team really just to deal with more chronic issues. And again, it really is oriented more toward problem-solving than it is to dealing with a specific incident. Our problem-oriented policing team is tasked with a lot of different things, and really just any kind of thing that comes up that they're suited for. The big difference with the problem-oriented policing team is they've got time and resources to devote to a specific problem. A district police officer typically has to deal with a situation and then get back in service because another call is going to be coming. That works very well for most of what we do, but it doesn't fit things like, just for example, neighborhood calling saying, we think we have somebody dealing drugs in the neighborhood. That's not an incident. That's a chronic problem. So the POP team is set up to deal with that, and they have relatively unrestricted time. They're able to use resources like the ability to be in plain clothes or to be in unmarked cars, just really whatever it takes to address a particular issue. They also work very closely with our planning department. Frequently, there are code enforcement issues that, even if a situation isn't clearly criminal in nature, working with the planning department and getting code enforcement involved sometimes can solve some of these issues. And our team has dealt with a variety of things, including things like improper and unauthorized auto salvage operations. they get a lot of calls about drug type issues, and they're involved with those. And it's usually very low level stuff that, that our local drug task force wouldn't typically get involved in just because of the size. But they've been very effective since we started them not quite a year ago.
That's great. And you know, tell me a little bit more of your all's law enforcement strategy and other kind of innovative programs you're doing.
Sure. And you know, with the mayor's guidance, we have been able to incorporate all these things and kind of blend them. Another critical thing that we started about a year ago is our crime analysis unit. That's a unit that analyzes crimes that are happening in Noblesville, but it also ties in an intelligence function, which deals more really with people than an analysis of things that have already happened. You know, in any community, a relatively small number of people are responsible for a significant number of problems. So part of this is focusing on the nature of the problem in terms of our crime stats. But part of it also is trying to identify who's involved in creating those issues and dealing with them. You know, burglars typically don't do one burglary, they will do many. So, again, a significant percentage of our incidents can be traced to a relatively small number of people. And part of the problem-oriented nature is dealing with that. So the crime analysis unit is very important for the POP team, but also for our traffic enforcement unit and for our patrol and investigations divisions. And again, it's just because every component of our department has some ownership in each one of these matters that we deal with. The traffic unit has been very effective in dealing with traffic situations or speeding situations, for example, in neighborhoods. And again, this is just a way we can tailor our response to be more responsive to an issue that may be occurring in a part of the city. And it's giving a unit the time and the resources to devote to solving that problem. And in the case of the traffic unit, it's all traffic-related stuff. We also have just started doing a district policing approach, and that's with our patrol folks. But we're assigning a particular officer to be responsible for a particular neighborhood. Now, of course, that doesn't mean the officer is going to be on duty 24 hours a day, 7 days a week in that particular neighborhood. But if the neighborhood has issues, they know who their officer is that's responsible for their neighborhood. They can contact that officer, and then he or she will know where in the department they need to go in order to get whatever problem it is particularly addressed. And as a part of the neighborhood policing strategy in our patrol unit, again, we've reassigned the way our shifts work in terms of hours that they're working, just to try to match the number of officers needed more closely with the call demands. You know, our demands fluctuate a great deal during the day and through the night. And obviously we need fewer officers out at 4 o'clock in the morning than we need out at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. So we try to tailor our shifting to our workloads.
That's fair. I mean, what advice would you give to a city who's looking toward community policing? I mean, what are kind of the best practices you all have set in Noblesville?
Well, I that's kind of funny. As the mayor said, in a way, we've kind of taken a step backward. The way we started policing in the United States in the 1970s, which is called the professional policing model, did a whole lot of good. It corrected a lot of problems within our profession that had been systemic in past years, such as police corruption. But it had the impact of mostly keeping officers in their cars listening to the radio. And as the mayor pointed out, that creates a disconnect between the officer and the community because the officer is not out interacting with people in the community. I suspect every community's got separate needs and different things are different issues in different areas, but there's a lot of commonality with some of this. And I think part of our strategy has just been shifting from a particular focus, which is the traditional patrol incident-based focus, and employing, to make a bad analogy, I guess, it's like we're looking at different cameras now with different lenses. The POP team is able to pan out and look at things on a broader basis and on a problem-solving type basis. We obviously still have to do incident-based policing, which we do. The intelligence unit has an entirely different function, again, that integrates with these things. And we had enough traffic issues in Noblesville.
Sure.
We deal with a lot, and any city does, deal with a lot of complaints about speeding in neighborhoods or improper passing of school buses. We've got a number of intersections that we've identified as high accident intersections that the traffic unit is responsible for trying to correct. So that's an area we identified that we thought we could be more effective with a different focus than just using our patrol folks for that.
And honestly, it's taken, frankly, a few years to kind of implement this, simply because, you know, we all, including some of our officers who have been on a little longer, are kind of used to that form of policing. And it took a lot of leadership on the chief's part, as well as the officers within patrol division, particularly the patrol division, to kind of accept this new idea that is really an old idea, but rather sitting in the car and listen to the radio, that they are out and about. And I think most, it's taken a while, but most of them, I hear in Noblesville, certainly our public safety, police officers are well respected and well appreciated. And when they're out of the cars, they hear that. And I'm sure not every time does a police officer get praised, because sometimes they are stopping you or whatever. But again, they're very well respected in the city of Noblesville. And so I'm sure that as they are, I think they're thanked a lot for what they do. You know, it's not good times for police officers in the United States. And so we're fortunate here, but they are well respected. And I think the community as a whole will let them know that, which has to be encouraging to them that they're doing the right thing for the right reason. So take a little longer maybe, but you can't just say, boom, we're going to do this tomorrow. It's been a leadership on chief and his staff to get this accepted, but it's going very, very well.
And a part of this, and again, it fits in very much with what the mayor was talking about and his philosophy toward government in Noblesville. We've really expanded our community outreach efforts, and we're basically doing everything we can think of to try to reforge contacts between the police department and the city and our citizens. And again, you know, typically the police are the most visible part of anybody's government. And recognizing that, we've become very active in social media, on Facebook and Twitter and Nixle and Nextdoor. Now we're on all four of those platforms. We're doing a lot of programs like Coffee with a Cop, National Night Out. We've got a Citizens Academy that's been very well received. And really, these things are all just ways to increase and build our relationships with people in our community. So the other part of it that you asked about a minute ago, as far as what other cities maybe could do, and it certainly reflects what we have done over the years in Noblesville, is really just listen to what people are telling us. They can kind of identify what they want from the police department and from the city that we can help with. And the problem-oriented policing unit in particular kind of stemmed from us listening to those needs. It would be very frustrating for me if I lived in a neighborhood where I thought a drug house was operating three doors down to call the police and then really not see anything happen. Those kinds of situations, because they're chronic, as I said before, are difficult for patrol-oriented police departments to deal with, just because there may not be a mechanism that can truly deal with the issue. So it was really just a question of us continuing to forge contacts and emphasize our community policing strategy, and then just try to dig a little deeper as to what the community's needs were. And then we had to do some kind of critical self-examination about whether we were meeting those needs. The answer we had several years ago was we're really not in some areas, and that's why these special units have been formed.
Well, great. Well, thank you so much. We really appreciate your time. So.
Sure.
Thank you. And thanks to AIM as well. I think it's a great program to highlight cities. We're fortunate here in Noblesville, and if we can help any city or town within the state, we'd certainly want to do that.
Great. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.